The leaders of the U.S. and Ukraine striking an upbeat tone after their latest meeting to end the war with Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump says they are closer than ever before to a deal. He believes they will know one way or another in a few weeks' time. Now, both leaders have briefed Europe, and Mr. Trump expects to have further discussions with Russian leader Vladimir Putin next.
Our meeting was excellent. We covered, somebody would say 95%. I don't know what percent, but we have made a lot of progress on ending that war, which is really the certainly the most deadly war since World War II.
Mr. Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky spent close to 2 hours holding talks at the U.S. president's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. They cited progress on many issues, but a key thorny one remains, that of territory. Russia wants Ukraine to give up land in the Donbas. Mr. Zelensky sees the issue as the most complex and unresolved in his 20-point peace plan drawn up with the Europeans.
Some of that land has been taken. Some of that land is maybe up for grabs, but it may be taken over the next period of a number of months. And are you better off making a deal now?
So this is a very difficult question. You know our position. So it's, this we have to respect our law and our people. We respect the territory which we control. And of course, our attitude is very clear. That's why President Trump said this is a very tough question. And of course, we have with Russians different positions on it.
European leaders who were briefed by Presidents Trump and Zelensky have hailed headway being made on negotiations. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen welcomed what she said was good progress. She committed Europe to continue working on this, underscoring that paramount to efforts is to have ironclad security guarantees from day one. Finnish President Alexander Stubb said they discussed concrete steps to end the war towards a just and lasting peace. Philip Crowther of the Associated Press is covering the talks between the U.S. president and the Ukrainian leader from West Palm Beach, Florida, for CNA. He tells us more about what is behind the optimistic tone that was struck by both leaders following the meeting.
President Zelensky of Ukraine has just left the Mar-a-Lago resort here in Florida, probably not with a spring in his step, to be honest, even though we've heard from both presidents with a relatively optimistic tone after this meeting, saying that they are closer than ever to an agreement, to a peace plan between Ukraine and Russia, saying that 95% of an agreement had been found. Of course, right now, these talks are between the United States and Ukraine, and European leaders getting involved as well. Any deal would still have to get the okay from Russia, and we haven't seen Russia budge at all over the last, well, almost 4 years of this war since Russia invaded Ukraine. So there isn't really that much optimism coming out of this meeting, and I don't think Zelensky will have left with a spring in his step. There was nothing concrete to be announced here. Donald Trump is a man who likes to announce something, who likes to sign on the dotted line, who likes to announce a peace agreement if possible. But if anything, this was probably a meeting that reminded Donald Trump of how complicated it is and will be to end this conflict.